In recent months, the cascading effects of drought have devastated the livelihoods of farmers across Africa and raised the specter of famine in Somalia. According to experts, climate change is already intensifying droughts and increasing their frequency around the world. Today, at the headquarters for the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Kingdom of the Netherlands, and FAO are convening an international seminar that will bring experts and policymakers from around the globe together in a bid to kickstart a renewed international focus on drought. To elaborate more on this is Patricia Mejías Moreno. She is a Water Resources Officer with FAO's Land and Water Division. Ms. Mejías, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
First off, what is the estimated damage from droughts each year, both in terms of economic losses and its effect on the agriculture sector?
Well, droughts are among the most costly natural disasters that affect human societies. And it is estimated that the economic impact of droughts is around $6 to $8 billion per year. But the damage caused by droughts is not only economic, because droughts are a very extreme event. And it influences more people than any other natural disaster in terms of human development due to its long duration and also the impacts on large extensions of land. So droughts mean famine, drought means poverty, forced migration, social crisis, conflicts. And the African region is the most hit by drought. And unfortunately, the frequency, the intensity, and the duration of drought are rising, and it's likely to rise as a result of climate change. And this is very bad news for agriculture, which bears up to 84% of the economic impact of drought.
So what needs to be done differently in the general approach to drought mitigation and management?
For many years, the countries have focused on responding to droughts when they happen, rushing to provide emergency to keep people alive, basically. But we need to move from responding to emergencies to an approach that prepares and anticipates countries to mitigate the drought impacts. In such approach, of course, agriculture and rural livelihoods should be at the center. That means, for instance, strengthening early warning systems, putting in place drought management policies at national level, and also enabling farmers to have access to appropriate technologies to mitigate the impacts of droughts. It's important also to stress that increasing the resilience of drought is key to achieving many of the sustainable development goals. And this is why some countries, such as, for instance, Mexico, are already implementing this proactive drought management. Besides, this more proactive drought management has been proven to be more effective and less costly than the traditional emergency response.
What do you hope will come from this conference?
So this international seminar on drought and agriculture, I think, is a unique opportunity first to review what has worked in the past in the area of drought management, but also to build the momentum for further action. And what we hope that as an outcome, member countries and participants will have more information on how to move from a reactive drought management approach to a more proactive approach. And also they will have more information to bring the appropriate technologies to farmers that can mitigate the impacts of droughts. We also expect to build awareness on how building resilience to drought is important to reach the Sustainable Development Goals.
Ms. Mejías, thank you so much.
Thank you.